Welcome to the Endoral Hour. I'm your host, Alex Tripp. Our first music for today will be two relatively recent releases. We've got the first track from Paul Abbott's brand new album Knees, Elbow Bag, as well as something off of Nearer's new one, Makes Gons. This music might be experimental, but if anyone tried to fight me about that, I would find a way to politely escape the conversation. I've never really cared about innovation in a precise, record-keeping kind of way. If I get blown away by something that came out in September of 1979, but then I find out that someone else was already working in a similar area in August of 1979, or even in any of the earlier months or years, I don't think that diminishes the later release at all. I just need the sense that the artist is stepping forward into something unknown, for myself and for them. If they didn't know about the thing that I didn't know about, that just makes them more relatable as people. Maybe the historians will come out and say that these are not certified fresh, but I'd still believe they're capturing the excitement of the new. We'll start with Abbott's piece, Gravity Variation Zero. It might give you a little startle off the bat. It's a mass of sharp, hypercolor static sounds, like listening to a Magic Eye poster without being able to see the magic picture. But soon, it seems as though drums start to cut through the noise, not as an audible component of the music, but as something off-screen, leaving us to hear the reaction from the synthetic sound. At least, that's what I think is happening. I've tried to do a bit of research, but I'll admit, I could have done more. But whatever it is that's happening, there's a sense of a dimensional illusion appearing in the sound. It would make sense to call it gravity. It feels like witnessing the immaterial get struck by embodiment and sent crashing down to Earth. So if you start to get a bit scared during the opening noise, just try to remember that you're hanging in there for something really, really cool. The piece from Nearer that follows is significantly different, because Abbott's work is the type of thing that feels like a large portion of the substance could never be expressed in a reduced format like a score. It comes down into the recording, with the experience of its timbre being a vital component of what it is. But Nearer works in the field of live coding. The music starts with some lines of text, attributes getting numbers assigned to them, something equals 80, another thing equals 6, this measure gets this one event 40% of the time every time it gets looped. A bunch of instructions like that. From that, the music emerges. Now, I can't say that I know how all this stuff works, especially since Nearer built his own custom system. He put the whole thing up on GitHub, but I haven't really looked at what it can do, but I think I understand it well enough. In this piece, titled 3 plus vertical lines equals E, the music gives a sense of following a linear path, getting from A to B, but it's like time's light scatters differently over everything in the scene, with adjustments that all differ in scale but maintain a proportional relationship. There's something I find so engaging in the depth of interconnectedness to all of the distinct instruments, like they're all driven by something complex to begin with, but they're also seeming to send out ripples of influence to all the other voices. It is outstanding. So, let's give these two a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Even though these two pieces of music had their differences, I think both of their engagements with live performance and electronic music are offering experiences that could only be brought to us today. While they maybe aren't categorically new, because people have been doing this sort of stuff for a long time, I think Nearer and Paul Abbott are both bringing something fresh to this category, and not just in a technological arms race kind of way. Like, if you understand this music technology as a means of mechanically extending a human action, like those Gundam robots where someone climbs inside, they move their hand, and that gesture translates into a big robot hand doing a move, it could become easy to conceptualize progress in this area as a series of increasingly larger and more complicated Gundams. But I think it's the specific actions that are being taken that give this new music its newness. It's about the way that Abbott saw a recipe to make gravity, and how Nearer saw the new ways of convoluting a path. It's not that they're bringing us bigger Gundams. It feels more like their contribution is the types of battles that they wage. Now we'll be changing gears a bit and turn towards Brazil, home of the band Quarta Bay. I don't actually know them too well, but I'm a big fan of one of their members, Maria Portugal. She had this great album in 2021 that I stumbled on by chance. It does an art pop sort of thing, very compelling mix of jazzy and electronic approaches. It's actually really weird that it's not more widely known, because people should be all over this. I'd listened to a bit of Quarta Bay before, when I encountered Maria Portugal for the first time, but I never went too deep. I can be very slow with this kind of branching out through artistic affiliations, especially when the next branch I hear isn't immediately engaging to me in the same sense of the previous branch. And also, the group is very deliberately engaging in a musical lineage, making their study of Moacir Santos and Dorival Caymmi an explicit component of how the music is presented. And it's like, on the one hand, awesome. I've never heard music from these people. Now I have more music to check out. I get to potentially hear really good music for the first time, which is always the best feeling. But on the other hand, this acknowledged weight of history can make me feel like I have homework. I get too much in my head about having to do something rather than getting to do something, and it saps my energy completely. So, I have not listened to too much of this band. But just the other week, I was checking Maria Portugal's Bandcamp page, and sure enough, there was a new album from Quarta Bay up there, and I decided to give it a whirl. It's really good. It's still a bit new to me, so I'm not ready to speak on it with much depth, and it really challenges my ability to read it as a coherent object. So I'm a little bit uncertain about how to talk about it. There's these tracks where it's just four people on guitar and voice, sometimes going really loose and flexible on the timings, and they all feature an interpolation of this one song by Caymmi. But then there's these two poppy tracks with guest vocalists and tight rhythms, a samba jazz track, and an instrumental that sounds like it could easily fit in alongside some Anna Meredith, or maybe even some Battles. It would be easier to understand the album if it was a full-on variety pack, but the ways that some individual tracks are contributing to something bigger than themselves has me puzzling. I want to find a way to make all of them make sense together. And I haven't. I'll probably have to do my homework. While I'm trying to figure out this album, I've also got to answer the question I've been postponing. Who is this band? What is their deal? One of the traps that I tend to fall into when trying to come to an understanding is that I'll try looking at the band as a showcase for one individual's brilliance. So, there are some truly incredible things happening with the drums on that Maria Portugal album. Like on the first track, it starts out with a skeletal two-hit drum loop, as bare bones as it gets. And that's all you get from the instrument for a while. But then, just shy of the 2-minute mark, the whole thing explodes and you get this skittering, glitchy beat with a large vocabulary. So that got me thinking, since Maria Portugal is the drummer in this band, and since she is literally on the record in her own work, being cool with the drums, it stands to reason that she is the driving force behind all the cool rhythm stuff happening in this group. That sounds reasonable, right? Okay, so fast forward a couple days, and I saw someone online offering to take you on a musical discovery adventure through Brazil. You just have to say a genre that you're interested in. I decided to say that I'm already into Brazilian music, and I mentioned some older artists as well as Maria Portugal. He comes back at me with this recommendation to check out Maria Beraldo. She's got this album from 2018, Cavala, and I was blown away when I heard it. I'm not quite sure how to describe it. She plays clarinet, and there's lots of electronics. So I probably could use the same language I used for the Maria Portugal album. But the two experiences are really distinct. Beraldo's feels more song-oriented, and she uses that orientation to bring a wider range of styles into a shorter span of time. So I start to look up a bit more about Beraldo, and I see she's in a group. The group is called Quarta Bay. The band has two Marias. So this changes everything. I can't confidently say that Maria Portugal is the driving force behind the rhythm stuff happening in this group, because now I have clear evidence that there is also another member who does cool rhythm stuff. I have been humbled. Okay, so that's enough yakking. Let's take a listen to all this music now. First, we'll start with the Quarta Bay track that reminded me of Anna Meredith. And then we'll go to that first track on the Maria Portugal album. And then we'll have a listen to something from Maria Beraldo, a track titled De Menor Importancia.